Chapter 17. Hope. The link between faith and wellness. Most will agree that having hope is a necessary element in this world to help us move forward in life and become resilient after sometimes experiencing awful situations. Without hope, I do believe people struggle with many symptoms manifesting into diagnosis and disorders. Having hope can be viewed as a spiritual process, in that transformation can occur within us as we continue moving forward in hope and faith, even after experiencing the bleakest of circumstances. Our faith can provide us with hope through many avenues: the Bible, the Holy Spirit, godly or kingdom-minded wisdom, and through Christian literature and resources. It is meaningful to our production in life and success in the kingdom of God. Hope is noted throughout scriptures in the Bible, either implicitly or explicitly. Let's examine a few scriptures that explicitly mention the word hope, as we can see the connection to faith. Psalm 16:9, King John's version, states, "Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope." I read this as saying, my body should be resting in hope as we enjoy the presence of the Lord. We can rest in hope instead of worrying, a form of negative meditation that as we connect with the Lord, our hope will be more evident. I would rather rest in hope than to be anxious, worried, or fearful. Psalm 39:7, King John's version, states, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee." David is speaking to the Lord and making it known that his hope is in him. We have to understand that we cannot increase our hope on our own. Our hope comes from the Lord. Having Christ-like hope is a benefit from God to us all. We only have to accept it through our faith in God. One of my favourite scriptures on hope, Romans 8:24-25, New International Version, "For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." Harmony in focused clarity. Feel the harmony as vision orchestrates moments of focused clarity. Picture each decision not as a crossroads, but as a deliberate step forward, guided by a clear vision. Your personal symphony becomes a harmonious composition of purposeful actions, with every note resonating with the clarity and intention born from a well-defined vision. Feel the harmony as vision orchestrates moments of focused clarity. Picture each decision not as a crossroads, but as a deliberate step forward, guided by a clear vision. The precision of future mapping. See vision as the precision in future mapping. Picture each goal as a note, with vision as the guiding force that ensures every aspiration contributes to the overall harmony of your life. Your symphony is composed of goals that resonate with the precision and direction born from mapping your future with a clear vision. See vision as the precision in future mapping. Picture each goal as a note, with vision as the guiding force that ensures every aspiration contributes to the overall harmony of your life. Resonance of purposeful progress. Acknowledge vision as the resonance of purposeful progress. Visualize your life not as a series of events, but as a purposeful journey guided by a clear vision. Your symphony becomes a rich tapestry of purposeful progress. The Symphony of Vision, resonating with the beauty and fulfillment born from aligning your actions with your visionary path. Acknowledge vision as the resonance of purposeful progress. Visualize your life not as a series of events, but as a purposeful journey guided by a clear vision. The clarity of aligned relationships. Feel the clarity as vision extends to your relationships. Picture interactions infused with shared visions and aligned goals, each connection a note that contributes to the overall harmony of your social symphony. Vision becomes the binding force that fosters meaningful connections, creating a symphony of relationships rich with shared. I am face down on a beach. The water from the shoreline reaches my feet and legs, and the sand beneath me is damp and smooth and white as sugar. I hear breakers in the distance and birds chirping and cooing from the forest canopy beyond the beach. I taste sea salt on the back of my throat. I sit up and look out at a turquoise lagoon in a bay carved into the dark volcanic rock of the island, and beyond the lagoon, an endless ocean, deep cobalt blue. Only a few clouds spot the sky. The morning sunlight feels warm on my wet skin. A steady breeze comes in from the sea, rustling the fronds of palm trees that line the beach. I look down at the remains of a yellow life vest strapped around my chest. My index finger traces over symbols on the lapel. Jaw V 3.3. Jordan, I say. Version 3.3. I remember everything. The last moment I saw Alea through the glass divide, drinking the clear, the memories that came flooding back afterward. I remember waking alone in a bed in the sub-Los Angeles complex of Anarg Norris Inc. and hearing the sound of a clock on the wall. The ticking of the second hand mesmerized me with a clarity and synchrony I was certain came from the source of the universe. I was overcome with a feeling of connectedness to the air that I breathed, to sound waves that carried the vibrations of the machinery inside the clock that my ears received and that my brain processed as this thing we call sound and the ticking of a clock. I remember realizing for the first time the illusion of separateness, realizing that time, language, and indeed our perceptions of ourselves, becoming or having been, was a mental construct, none of which was real. And I remember glimpsing the lifetimes my DNA, my soul, had spent living as a prisoner to my own mind, never knowing this connection to something indefinable and free of language and thought. Science might call it consciousness, religion, God, but the freedom was in knowing that the words we used to refer to this thing were not the thing itself. Then I remembered Alea, and the loneliness of the bed in the underground compound felt like it would swallow me whole. I lay there, remembering our lives together from before the island. The first time I saw her, the joy that she radiated in her smile and in her steady gaze. I remembered how happy she had been during our first few years together when we were young and in love and the world was ours. The weight of those memories felt like a monolith crushing me on that bed. I became obsessed with memories.